I don't know if the level of the mic is actually okay right now. Let's...
I don't think so.
Okay, let's keep checking it. Let's keep
checking it. Take it down.
Down, down, down.
Down, 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 down.
You're welcome to our Flow Life podcast. I'm even having this intention that maybe soon I will change the title of this particular podcast. Today on Flow Life podcast, I have two wonderful personalities in the building. I have my very good friend right here with me. She's so beautiful. I love her for her smile. She's so wonderful. And you know. Like, right now, she's just blushing like...
I'm really blushing.
Her name is Mefia. Yeah. You're welcome.
Thank you, Double Click.
So how have you been?
I've been good.
It's been so long we saw each other, like.
Yeah, it's been a long time. It's been decades, though.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. And I equally have one of the baddest producers in the building. You know, Peter Akuchuku, also Piro's Beats. You know, he's a man of, you know, our people can say a man of timber and caliber. You know, he's a great man. You know. So positive to the core. It's all about motivation, all about things working out in a good way for people. And, you know, it's all about positivity. That's all I'm trying to say. You are welcome on this particular episode. And,
Thank you very much.
Okay.
It's nice to be with you on set, man.
Okay. And I think, yeah, when last we talk, as in, it's been quite a while, like, What's up with music?
I've been there. What's up with music? We know how to do best, you know. We still producing and helping out to an extent, you know.
Man, I can't forget that particular song you produced for me. What was it, love, man? Anytime the song bangs, you know, it keeps banging, you know. The song keeps banging.
That song is my waking up tune, man.
Honestly, the song is something else.
On today's particular episode, I want us to talk about relationship, and the relationship I'm talking about, like, I want to know, should every relationship actually end in marriage?
Okay.
And if every relationship shouldn't end in marriage,
That is a big one, man.
Why is it so, like, why will it not end in marriage? Like, Mefia, let's start from you.
You know, ladies first.
Ladies first.
Well, it depends. It depends.
Okay.
On what you think, like, on the mindset actually, and understanding of the both parties. Okay. Like, when it comes to me, like, if I'm going into a relationship, a serious relationship, that's what I meant.
Okay.
So, if I'm going into a serious relationship with a man, and I have feelings, when I say I have feelings, good feelings, and I'm in love with this person, I'm always like, have this mindset, like, this is my kind of man, someone I wish I could spend the rest of my life with.
I see.
But if it doesn't work, I wouldn't kill myself. Of course, I wouldn't kill myself, although it's not an easy thing to do.
Okay.
But I'll try and move on, because I believe there is something higher coming. That's why we broke up.
Okay.
So let me come down to the question you asked.
Okay.
If every relationship should end in marriage, it means that most of us would have still been a virgin by now. Which means some of us have been in like 2-3 relationships before they got married. Which means every relationship is not meant to last or to end in marriage.
Okay.
So for me, if I'm going into a relationship and I love this person and I wish we could be together forever and it doesn't work, maybe there's a reason that it doesn't work. Maybe he doesn't find me that fantastic.
Okay.
He doesn't find the kind of quality he wished to have in a woman, in me.
Okay.
And I wouldn't kill him for that, because his marriage is not just an ordinary relationship, so it's a lifetime thing. Okay. And if he's not equally compatible for me, I can't go into it.
Okay.
You understand? Okay. That's where I'll end for now. So
Okay. Thank you so much for your wonderful answer. I'm actually learning from you right now. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Having a woman by my side. It's all good. I'm feeling good.
That's crazy.
Guys, I'm feeling good. Are you feeling good?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, my man, Piroz, I want you to, like, you know, give me your own viewpoint, like, your opinion on this particular talk. Like, when they say relationship, something about relationship ending in marriage, like, should every relationship end in marriage? What do you have to say on this particular topic?
Wow. First of all, it's an interesting topic.
Okay.
And I will start by complimenting on what our sister said. Actually, Mephian, do you know, actually, it's only the both of us that is actually enjoying the pretty face we are seeing here.
To be honest
with you right now, I wish another beautiful lady is in the building. So we could actually pair up. What's up?
We're coming back to our discussion. I would say that every relationship must not end in marriage.
Because marriage is actually for two matured minds.
Okay.
Do you get it? Coming to the normal sense, no relationship is a process. So, and a process takes a long period of time.
Okay.
Because coming to the aspect of men.
Okay.
You know, there are things we look up to before taking that bold step to go into marriage.
First of all, we consider if we can actually entrust all we have to a particular lady or whosoever is involved.
Okay.
So it's not just being attracted to a person, because this is one of the reasons we always find ourselves making mistakes.
You know, what got us attracted to a lady might not be what's going to get us into marriage.
It's true.
Okay.
So there is nothing like love at first sight in the dictionary of men.
But it's only an expression of being attracted to a woman.
Okay. But there is nothing like that when it comes to marriage.
You know, you can say that to get a woman's attention.
Do you understand? Sex can be offered, but that is not a criteria that the both of you can live together.
It's true.
Okay. So I will end it there for now.
It's not under compulsory that every relationship should end in marriage.
Okay, the reason why I actually decided that we should talk on this particular topic is this. I've been in those cases where I see most ladies, they tend not to want a relationship to go on. Maybe within themselves, they feel like this relationship is not actually going anywhere. Therefore, they end it. So, from their own angle, you getting involved with them should be all about the marriage.
Wow.
You understand where I'm coming from?
So,
for most of them, they end the relationship before it starts. So, now, I want to know from you, like, what do you think about this sort of approach?
Okay. I guess what you're trying to say is that getting to meet someone and the person just quickly running through self-analysis of whom her mind tells her that the person is, and she decides to end it by not saying what she's expecting for what she has in mind. If I may put it that way, that seems to be like relationship are not commonplace. Relationship must be involved before you can make any decision whether to further or not to further, whether to like or not to like. There should be an avenue to getting to know each other.
Yeah.
That is where dating are involved.
Okay.
Dating. You know, a lot of people don't actually know or understand what it means to say dating. Dating actually means setting a time to get to know each other.
Yeah.
Not just taking a lady out to go and spend on her. It's all about getting to interact. The major reason for dating is interact.
Which is very important.
Communication.
So if it is that area, the lady might be making mistakes by judging a book by its cover.
Okay.
That is, I don't know.
Like now, you understand where I'm coming from? Like this angle whereby the lady in question, as in she has this feeling like within herself, I want us to get married, I want to have your kids. But this guy, to an extent, is not taking that step. I don't know why men are like that. It's like they are wired in that way.
Okay.
They tend not to maybe be all about the marriage stuff or whatever. But now, the relationship aspect of the whole thing now, most ladies, they will tell you pump and plain that if this is not heading towards marriage, I'm not involved.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't allow themselves to have that relationship at all.
Well, you know, this question is channeled to the man, but I would love the ladies to actually...
I'm actually asking her.
This relationship and marriage stuff.
Okay.
Based on this question you just asked
now.
You see, sometimes it's not about the woman if it's not going into marriage and all that.
Okay.
Any woman that tells you if this relationship is not going to into marriage,
it's not
we are not even starting it.
Okay.
Maybe she's advanced. She feels that she's old enough to get married, and she's not ready to play with any boyfriend, girlfriend, she's no longer in it. But the truth still remains that no man can come and tell you I want to marry you without getting to know you.
No man will
come to you and tell a babe I want to marry. So if she cannot get to date or get to know the man and she wants to get married to the man, honestly, if I'm the man, I'll even end the relationship. I'll not even tell you that I'm interested in you anymore. Because one, you'd not give me the opportunity to know you or you to know me.
Yeah.
So why would you talk about marriage first without even knowing me?
Yeah.
Marriage, relationship, courtship comes first before marriage. So if that doesn't come, there is no marriage. And courtship should last for like at least 6 months.
Okay.
Before you talk about the marriage. So if it's not there, there is no marriage without you knowing the person you are going into marriage with. So if that person doesn't give you that opportunity to know her or to know him, honestly, there is a skeleton in her cupboard. She's trying to cover up something maybe that will cause problem in the future, and she doesn't want you to know about it. That's just my opinion in this.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You made a very valid point, because it's just you and I, the only guy in the building. Like I'm saying, I wish we have another beautiful, wonderful lady in the building right now.
Like, seriously.
But it's still all good.
Don't worry, we are going to import one.
Okay. It's still all good. So from all indication, from what you guys are saying, every relationship shouldn't end in marriage.
It's not a must.
It's not a must that every relationship should end in marriage.
There are still relationships that do end in marriage, but it's not a must.
It's not a must.
If it doesn't work for the both parties, it shouldn't be a must thing.
Okay. So that means for some people that wants to get married off quickly, maybe it's as a result of maybe someone is pregnant, you know, or baby mama issue.
Oh, I would like to answer this question.
I don't know.
It's a very interesting question.
Who knows? Maybe I would.
Well, let me tell you.
Maybe I actually have a baby mama somewhere. Who knows?
Okay. Let me say, I'm the woman now.
Okay.
And maybe I'm in love with you.
Okay.
And, or maybe I feel like I've come of age and I want to get married and nobody's coming. And we are dating, so I know that I'm ovulating and I had sex with you unprotected.
Okay,
I know actually that I'm gonna get pregnant, and I allowed myself to get pregnant so that I'll come back to you for marriage.
So that the man will take up the responsibility.
Now, if I'm pregnant, you two, you might not be ready for marriage, or you don't even like some character that I portray for marriage.
Yeah.
So, if I'm pregnant for you and I'm trying to impose it on you and you don't like me, it's not working.
Okay.
That pregnancy thing is not even making relationships strong.
Yeah.
Marriage cannot be strong based on I am pregnant for you.
Okay.
Mm. You understand?
Okay.
So the thing is, we girls should sometimes stop deceiving ourselves with getting pregnant for a man just for him to marry us and all that.
Maybe being a bitter, desperate.
It's not very, very necessary. It's not necessary at all.
But I guess it's not a trending thing. If he doesn't marry me, at least no husband comes, I've already gotten a child.
And so it tries like that for them. But the only thing I can advise the man is, if you are sure that this pregnancy, this child coming forth is yours, the only thing I'll advise you to do is to take full responsibility of the upcoming child and the mother to be, because it's your fruit, and it might be your first fruit anyway. We don't know if it is the first or the second, even the last. The main thing is the baby coming is your fruit,
and it's a blessing.
So the only thing I will say is, you should take care of the child and the mother, even if you don't want to get married to her, because it's very, very important.
Okay, now see, would I say,
double click, I don't know if I can add just a tip into what she said.
Okay, add something. Add something.
I love, in fact, I'm just being
enlightened
by what she has been saying, you know. Yeah. But there is something I want to say to the area, the aspect of the man.
Yeah.
Every guy has to be careful. Every man out there has to be careful. It's not, you know, there is a parable in African language, in Igbo language precisely, that says, if an atoto, that is an African proverb.
It means whatever that is sweet
language in
also kills.
In,
sweet things can
Nigeria.
Also kill, you know. Yeah. Sweet things also kill.
Yeah. What sweet?
That's what it means.
Can also kill. Be bitter.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
The thing there is that you know you are enjoying sex.
Okay.
Child, that sex you are enjoying is also what brings about childbearing.
Yes. Okay.
If you are sure you are not ready for marriage and to settle down with that lady, you should be able to know how to
handle yourself
even when having
sex. Don't even go into unprotected sex. It's not advisable.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that is just it.
Okay. Now, to understand, I guess being a guy, or I've actually come of age myself, I tend to feel this pressure. I tend to feel this pressure, like the kind of pressure that these girls feel themselves, like when your parents are up to your neck, like, go and get married, go and get married, I want a grandchild, this blah 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 blah. Maybe, I guess these are most of the reasons why most of them would actually want
to do that,
you know.
Okay, if I may answer that question, sir. I will start by saying that that is one of the major problems or challenge. Let me not call it a problem, because it has a solution, actually.
Of course.
Okay.
It's one of the biggest challenge we have in African culture.
Okay.
You understand? Our culture is nice and presentable. Everyone loves Africa. But the truth there is that it's not under compulsion that a lady has a particular age or time that she must get married.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Okay.
Yes, there is a time where a woman is attractive, she's catchy, youthful, exuberant, if
yes,
I may say.
So, yeah.
When
yeah.
they want to cruise life and enjoy themselves. But the truth out there is that nobody should pressure you into something you know you're going to spend all your life living. Do you understand what
I'm
trying to say?
Okay.
So, coming to that aspect, parents are actually encouraging you because they gave birth to you. They desire to see you giving birth to another.
Okay.
It's not a bad thing they are doing.
Okay.
But that shouldn't push you into making a decision that might even worsen your situation. Because some of them will tend to bear these children, and at the end of everything, they will find themselves no more presentable in the sight of another person.
Yeah.
There is a difference between a woman who has given birth and a young lady who is still keeping shape.
Ripe for a man to come and plug as a fruit.
So that is just it. It shouldn't be a pressure. You can be married at any time.
All right. I want to add something to what you just said. Based on the parents' pressure. You know, when you're adding pressure to a child, you don't add pressure to your daughter because there's husband out there waiting for her.
Okay.
Mm. Or she should go out there and pick one. A man comes for the woman.
Sure.
That's what we see in Africa. You know, sometimes we might like a man and we can't go for him because of the way we reason things in Africa. But when the mother or the father pushes the daughter to go and get married, is she going to pay the groom price of the man, or the man commits
the bride price?
You understand what I'm saying? It shouldn't
it's
be like that.
One.
The only thing is, she needs advice. she needs to be advised on how to handle herself so that the right man will come for her. You understand? Maybe she's in a relationship and the person is not ready. The thing is...
That still boils down to our African culture. I don't know, you get to...
The person might not be ready.
So what we mean by bride price and otherwise, because I know in the Western world...
I think that will be a topic for another day.
But the thing is, our parents should stop pressurizing us into getting married. Nobody's old, nobody's young. Age is just a number. You can get married anytime by a wonderful looking young man out there. It doesn't matter.
Yes, divorcee,
it doesn't matter the age you got married. The main thing is
whether he's a
you
whatever.
Got married. But we should not be pressurized because most of the problems we have out there, most of the divorce cases we're having is because of the pressure we put into the girls, our parents put into the girls.
Even the guys too?
Yeah, to get married to this particular person or go and get married. They will now jump into one problem or the other in the future and they come out.
Meaning they
start blaming the parents. The parents will be feeling like...
Something, Mephian, in these days, in our days now, what they do is actually they even prescribe as a medicine.
I'm telling you.
They prescribe. You must not marry anybody who is not a barrister. You must not marry anybody who is not a medical doctor. You know?
I don't want a businessman in my house. Oh, you know that kind of thing.
And the list can go on and on.
They're even saying he mustn't be a vulgarizer. you understand?
Yeah.
That's a beautiful one. Thank you. Thank you, Mephia.
Thank you.
Thank you, Peter Akuchukwu, for being with me on this particular episode.
Have a wonderful time.
You guys are amazing, you know.
I really enjoyed myself, honestly.
You guys are amazing. Honestly, I would have wanted us to continue, you know, go on and on and on, but I think this is where we'll call it a day on this episode. All
right.
And we are hoping to, you know, do this again some other time.
I hope
when I call you, you come.
Definitely,
right?
I will jump down.
Hope you will be coming.
I wouldn't waste a dime time.
I'll just take the next
available flight to this place.
Oh my God.
I swear, God.
So thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to My Flow Life podcast. I still remain your humble host, Double Click. We say once again, thank you so much. Remain a blessing.
I never took the time to know you. Beautiful soul. It's like I try to get to you, but you build those walls, I can get in. It's like I try to get to you, but you keep pushing me to get away. Everybody needs somebody, somebody to trust and lean on. Everybody needs somebody, somebody to feel their pain. Cause life is not always about the way we feel. And you see, this life is not always about the things we think at times. Yeah. I see you cry, I feel your pain. I wanna be there when you want me, girl. Was it love that made you cry tonight? Or something about the past that still hurts inside? Please tell me now, cause I want